fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th day of September. The preferred tip today is to get your supply of merino wool socks. I neglected to do that first hour. We got too busy too quick. I wear merino wool socks when it's 10 below zero and when it's 110 degrees. Doesn't matter. My feet stay very comfortable. I don't sell merino wool socks. You can find them on Amazon, Sportsman's Guide, your local high-quality sporting goods store. The higher percentage merino wool, the better off you are. It may sound counterintuitive to wear wool socks in the summertime, but after wearing cotton socks for decades and having cold, clammy, damp feet all summer, that's not healthy. I found out the way to keep my feet healthy. That's with merino wool socks. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne at Green Room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught mathematics at Cornell University. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, more on the way when he gets a chance. Advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. And a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I am fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Yeah. How about the people in Florida?
Well, hurricanes happen when you live in Florida. It's the same thing we see over and over again, where they know the hurricane's coming for days in advance, and then they all get on the highway to escape at the same time when the hurricane is just 24 hours away. And that'll happen again. There's only 2 highways going north-south, one on the east side of Florida, one on the west side of Florida, and they all want to get on the highway at the same time. And I'm sure we'll see a repeat of that. But, Jim, there's something else I want to talk about you may or may not be aware of. 2 days ago, Monday, it would be Monday, the 26th day of September, both of the Nord Stream pipelines were blown up under the ocean there.
Yes, yes.
And we had the President of the United States threatening to do that 9 months ago. So the
international press is cheering the United States and thanking them. Really? Poland, Norway had built a competing pipeline to Europe and was very much against the Nord Stream pipelines, the one and two. So there, this is, of course, the natural gas pipeline that feeds Europe from Russia. And so, very clearly, these were sabotaged, blown up on purpose. And to add, poking the bear in the eye, but the reaction of the European leaders is anger at the United States, because that's their supply line. They don't have another supply line of energy.
I understand it's about a 1 to 2 week turnaround time to get these pipes repaired. They're incredibly thick steel, more than an inch thick of steel, covered with concrete. Of course, it'd be hardhead divers that would do this repair work. A 2 week disruption is not a big deal on one hand. On the other, this is in fact an act of war by whoever did it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it's if it's not clear who did it, and then just to mention also at the same time, the four regions, Donetsk area of Russia, voted overwhelmingly above 90 to 99% to become part of Russia, and it's being claimed as a farce election by Western countries. So, I mean, this is, apparently elections only count when your side wins.
Apparently so.
New norm of United States. That's the new meta. That's the new measurement of success. Did your side win?
Yeah, yeah. That goes all the way down to T-ball for children, doesn't it?
Right. Or the thing where every kid gets a trophy, every kid is a winner.
Right.
The whole thing. I don't really get into politics anymore, but just pointing this out that every day is another step towards nuclear weapons being used. And you have to ask, what is the basis of the U.S. in Ukraine? And what it is, all of the senators and congressmen have their illegal money in Ukrainian banks.
Uh-huh. You think that may have something to do with it?
Yeah, well, yeah. They're protecting their hard-earned assets.
Hard-earned, right. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Well, we've talked about two matters already. What's the highest on your radar this morning, sir?
Well, I wanted to hit the Hurricane Ian, because last week, please, if you remember, I talked about world weather and the fact that we had an electrical alignment with Mercury, Jupiter, which is right now the Jupiter winds, which is normally a big deal anyway. But then we had the new moon passing. And if you look at the predictions of Hurricane Ian, whatever you want to call it, it was supposed to drop down after it passed over Cuba. And that's normally what would have happened because of that big continental shelf. The hurricane shorts out. And so it would have rolled into Tampa as a Category 1. A lot of rain. Most of the rain would have dumped. It really would be a non-issue. But now it's a Cat 5. It's like 1 mile an hour less than Cat 5 right now as it rolls into Tampa. And so you have to ask, too, is there a little bit of manipulation going on here to help it along? Because it should be, even though you have the Jupiter winds, you have the new moon passing trigger mechanism, and Mercury all in electrical alignments, you still have the continental shelf there that should be dampening this hurricane. So with a little help from the satellite laser friends of the military of the U.S. to give Florida and that entire swath over Orlando after it crosses Tampa region, then northeast over Orlando, and then out the east coast and up the east coast of the U.S. To where it may regain strength as a hurricane again. But anyway, this is going to be devastating for Florida.
It will be. Now, going back to a statement you made a moment ago, the satellites are making the storm worse, making it worse.
Yeah.
Are they also directing it?
Yes. Right. And that's the other thing, is that it was supposed to go north up to the panhandle, where it would have dropped down because of that continental shelf shorting it out. And this is, by the way, you're not going to hear this from the little weatherman on TV who's reading his script. This is my weather work that I'm talking about here, just to be clear. But the satellite lasers are used to manipulate storms. And also, worldwide, there's probably 15 hurricanes right now. There's one east of Japan. There's two south of the coast of Alaska. There's one off of Cambodia, Vietnam. And if you go around the world, there's probably 12 to 13 full-blown hurricanes right now in the world oceans. Something that, of course, nobody's talking about, because that's exactly what I predicted. And these are major storms. These are Ian Cat 5 hurricanes in the world to date.
Now, are you saying that Ian will become a Cat 5, sir?
It's 1 mile an hour short of Cat 5 right now.
Oh, okay.
It's a Cat 4 right now, but it's, give it another mile an hour wind velocity, measured wind velocity, which you may as well just donate it. It's a Category 5 hurricane.
And tell us, what is the scientific definition of a Cat 5, please?
Well, I think it's 160 mile an hour wind.
Whoa.
Sustained winds.
Yeah. Sustained winds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not gusting, because you have on the leading edge, this is the other thing with a hurricane like this, as it rolls into land, and this is already happening, is that the leading edge shorts out to the land and creates tornadoes. So that's, a lot of people think that they see the band clouds above, and but what's going to happen is after the band clouds have passed over and you start getting into the heart of the hurricane, is the tornadoes that form on the leading edge. And that's because the hurricane is literally shorting out to the land. Even though it's been over a continental shelf with seawater, it's a very poor conductor. So that's driving the hurricane, and it starts to short out. And back in the year 2000, myself and other people went to the U.S. military to show them, actually happened in the late 90s, and to develop a system to short out the hurricanes far offshore. And it turned into the military militarizing it so that they would create bigger hurricanes and manipulate hurricanes. The Russian scientists that I had been working with in the 90s went to the UN saying that the U.S. had the capability of manipulating hurricanes and using them as a weather weapon. And the United States would not sign the treaty that was drafted by the UN. And the reason was because it specified you could not use this against your own civilian populations. And that's exactly what they started. That's when Katrina hit. That's when the whole manipulated storm started, because they launched these big laser satellites in the early 2000s. Military, the U.S. military, and has been controlling them ever since. Not all hurricanes are controlled, but this one, like I say, it looks like it has a little help from the U.S. military satellites.
So when you say manipulate these hurricanes, they can direct them. And we talked about this one several years ago. One looked like it was being controlled like a shopping cart, the way it was moving.
Right.
Unusual. So they can make it go left, right, north, south. They can make it go faster, slower.
You just put the laser beam on the side of the eye where you want to direct it. And that increases the discharge in that, because they're powered from an electrical discharge, vertical electric field of the Earth between ground and the ionosphere. And you just increase that on one side, and it drags the hurricane in that direction. And so, yeah, we saw like Hurricane Francis out in the Atlantic. It was just doing circles. It'd make it go north, east, south, etc. And so,
if they chose to, they could keep it in the ocean where it can do no harm.
Right. And that was the entire point, is to drag it off of shore where you could let it set, basically, and dissipate and dump all its water, and then it would come into landfall, maybe a Category 1, which was, you know, a little bit of rain left, a dry hurricane with 50-mile-an-hour winds that really wouldn't do any damage at all. That was the point.
Right.
But they turned it into this weaponized weather thing. And, of course, and that's why it's so disgusting to see presidents like anybody that's been in that office. They are so out of touch with anything that's going on. They're
amazing.
Just a placeholder.
We have a caller on hold who happens to be in Florida. That would be Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Charlie in Florida.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Can you hear me?
Okay. No, I can't hear you now. Go ahead, Charlie. What's
your
talk?
Okay. Yeah, there was a delay there for some reason. Okay. I'm curious. I am in Florida, as we know, and I'm in the Melbourne area, just south of the, you know, right near the... Yeah, I'm in the Melbourne area, pretty close to the water. I'm less than half a mile from the intercoastal there. And I'm curious, you were talking about your projections and the way they're guiding this thing and stuff. Do you see that I should possibly look for shelter or something, go somewhere else because of my location?
Well, I cannot give you advice on that, but getting out early would be a good thing, and for many reasons. A number of years ago, it was in 2017, I believe, I myself was caught in a Florida. I was in Tampa, and a hurricane came up the West Coast, and I got out of there and was actually caught in Atlanta Friday afternoon in rush hour traffic with all this other hurricane traffic coming out of Florida and the east coast of South Carolina, etc., people going inland. And I drove all the way up into Tennessee to get a hotel. And I actually was able to get one. And by midnight, the parking lot was full of people who had no place to go, no place to be, because the hotel was full. So those people lived in the parking lots of Walmart, et cetera, for a week until the hurricane cleared and everything, and people started going back, and there was no gasoline, the food stores were empty, you know. So, it's a mess. And, of course, there's no planning. Hey, this is the United States. We don't plan. You know, the governors, they're too busy talking about, well, all the other stuff they talk about, which has nothing to do with anything, you know, just ridiculous stuff. So anyway, you know, the real critical things, and that's just another point. If you talk about tsunamis or the Yellowstone caldera going off in a super volcano because they didn't drain the lake, you know, we're sitting on the top of mega earthwide natural disasters that haven't had, that maybe the last one happened 60 million years ago. These are the levels of catastrophes that could happen to the United States in overnight. And nobody is prepared. You know, they're talking about, I don't know what they're talking about, but nothing important. And so there's no planning, evacuation planning in Florida. It's just like, okay, well, maybe you should get out of here, folks. You know, and like John says, everybody sits there having a pool party because everything's closed down, and then not realizing, you know, and they have the imagination that, you know, they're going to pull into the gas station and fill up the tank. Hey, there ain't no gas left, buddy. Everybody else left already and drained the gas pumps. You know, it's absolutely absurd. The tsunamis from the Canary Island landslides have gone as far in as Pennsylvania in historical times.
Charlie, are your comments finished, sir?
Oh, so I don't know. I'd like to make a little bit more of a comment
We'll get that after the break. We've got a bunch of callers on hold. Everybody stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While Ukraine is turning into a huge mess, I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. In a rare public address, Russian President Putin announced the mobilization of more troops headed for Ukraine. Russia is calling up 300,000 reservists in phase one of that mobilization. Putin also said he would not rule out the use of nuclear weapons. So far, the United States has sent about $70 billion to the war in Ukraine. I'm somewhat torn over the situation. In essence, this is a civil war. Ukraine was part of Russia for a very long time. However, the West did promise to defend Ukraine when they gave up the world's third largest nuclear arsenal. But when do we cut our losses? At what point will American troops get involved? Or even worse, when might we see mushroom clouds? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Before we get back to Charlie in Florida, I want to point out that we have some beautiful homes for sale at my website, including the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. We have the owner here, Linda and her husband, own the Log Lodge. And we're going to talk about that for 2 or 3 minutes before we get back to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John.
Linda, I'd like to point out that this home, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, was a featured home in Better Homes and Gardens. That's a pretty short list of homes, maybe a couple of dozen a year. I don't know. Not very many homes are out of the millions of homes in the United States are featured in Better Homes and Gardens. It's a pretty short list compared to the millions of homes we have in this country, isn't it, Linda?
It is. Yes, it is.
Absolutely. A beautiful log lodge on Yoakum Road. We have, it's got the national forest around it. It has a 30-foot ceiling in the great room, radiant heat, enough bedrooms and bathrooms that 12 people could be there and not feel jammed up. And right now it's a bed and breakfast with a international clientele that has repeat business, doesn't it, Linda?
Yes, it does. We have some people coming in the end of October hoping that they can see some fall color, which the way it looks now, I think they're going to be able to see quite a bit.
Right, right. That's all dependent on two things, moisture and temperatures. Some years better than others, but it's always nice. And we're getting to some of the best weather of the year right now. And I like to mention the clientele for these bed and breakfast. They could vacation. They're from Europe. They're from Asia. They have the money, the time to vacation any place they want. The Swiss Alps, the French Riviera, Miami Beach, Las Vegas. And they choose the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, don't they?
They do. They love the atmosphere, the peace and quiet, being able to hear all the wildlife throughout the day and at night. Yeah, it's a unique experience for a lot of people that don't live out here and take it for granted.
Yeah, we do take it for granted. And I know when I travel a few hundred miles north or a few miles west, I miss the hills and trees. And it is so beautiful here. As I like to say also, Linda, some people go on vacation. Other people live there. And we just happen to be the privileged ones that live here, don't we?
We are.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. If you're really interested, Linda will get some videos to you. If you're still interested in that, we'll make arrangements for a private viewing when our people from Europe and Asia aren't there because they expect privacy, don't they, Linda?
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah, I couldn't do a viewing if there's guests there, right?
No, we can't do that. Linda, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us for a few minutes.
Thanks, John.
Okay, and Charlie from Florida, how close is the storm supposed to come to you, sir?
Well, I have no idea. You know, that's why I was asking the professor there. He was talking about them guiding it with the lasers and all.
Yeah, here's the predicted storm path. It's supposed to go literally right over you, but it has to cross the entire extent of the Florida, it has to cross Florida from Tampa to you, so it'll be going northeast. And so the thing you have to deal with is rain, and DeSantis just announced right before the show that it's too late for people to get out of Florida on the western coast. It's too late for them to leave. And so the first thing I would do is go fill up the gas tank in case you do have the opportunity to leave. But I can't tell you. I don't give advice to people. I would suggest you look at the local warnings and things like that to see what they're telling you. But I myself don't say, James McCanney said this. No. I don't give advice.
Well, Jim, here's a two-sentence statement on what happens with a Category 5 hurricane. A high percentage of frame homes will be destroyed with total roof failure and wall collapse. Fallen trees and power poles will isolate residential areas. Power outages will last for weeks to possibly months. Most of the area will be uninhabitable for weeks or months. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah, and so it's literally, like I say, 1 mile per hour, less than a Cat 5 right now, as it goes into Tampa. And so they stopped using block construction a long time ago in Florida. Most of the new construction is wood, stick-built, as they call it, and literally sticks. And so those are the kind of houses that are not going to fare well in a Cat 5. And then once the roof is gone, then you have the rain. The other thing about this storm is a very high storm surge. So that means a 12-foot increase in the level of the sea. So if you're anywhere near, and it pushes in. So it's different than the hurricane is pushing this wall of water that's 12
feet
high.
Jim, we got a break here. Charlie, God bless you. Do what you got to do to be safe. And we appreciate the call. We'll be back. We got callers on hold.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I do private consultations, typically 2 to 3 a week these days. Details at thelibertyman.com. Winter is almost here. That's where the Liberator rocket heater comes in. The only stove we're aware of that burns both regular firewood as well as wood pellets with no smoke. Once it gets to operating temperature, about 5 to 7 minutes, there's no smoke. 99.5% efficient. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture our stoves with all American labor, all American steel, in beautiful Bourbon, Missouri, on Old Route 66 in Crawford County, where I live. Details at thelibertyman.com. We can place your order. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Jim, before we get back to our callers and the things you want to discuss, how can people listen to your weekly radio show live into the archives, please?
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads airs in its 22nd year, commercial-free. It also streams WWCR.com, tower number 2. All the different ways to listen. It re-airs like 7 times in the next few days. And now also I'm on Truth Be Told Radio Network, Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. So it's on Buzzsprout, it's on Spreaker. So I'm expanding all the ways to listen. But all of the different ways to listen are on my webpage, which is linked from your page, John. And I'm in the middle of discussing the history. This entire year, I'm discussing the history of my discoveries. And so listen. And if you've missed the previous shows, go back to on my webpage, all the archives, go back to January and start listening to all of the shows talking about the history of my discoveries.
All right. Let's get this call, then we'll get to the topic you really want to address. Roger in Florida. Good morning, Roger.
Yes, sir. John, I want to thank you for doing the show, and also, James, please, thank you for you for also doing the show. I mean, coming on every week like this is really appreciative. I've been listening to James for a long time, since the 90s. So I've been listening to all the series, the shows, you know, and on shortwave way back then, during the days of Patriot Radio. I don't know if anybody remembers all the preparedness expos and all the things like that. But I had a litany of things to ask, but I'll just get right to the topic since it took a hurricane for me to take off work to finally call you. So all these years, I wanted to ask you something. But we'll keep it on topic. And you actually answered the question already about how storms sort of ground out. And, of course, you've been talking about this for a long time. And I always wondered how right around the time of these new moons and the hurricane seasons with these planetary alignments that storms will go from like a category 1 or 2 and then bounce up to a 4 or 5. And what gets me though is how it suddenly downgrades. You answered the question a moment ago about the continental shelf and also the how that could potentially ground out a storm and how people say that it's the mountains that do it, which is not accurate, right? And also, but the main question I'm going to ask,
wouldn't be mountains in Florida.
Right. Of course not. Of course not, James. We know that. It's here. It's flat, yeah. Pretty much. But I live in a town called Mount Dora. But anyhow, of course, it's not a mountain, but just as an aside. But the main question I was going to ask is this, lately we've been hearing about the eye wall being replaced. And is that a form of a dragging? And number two, I'd have to ask this question before I hang up, because I have to ask a question for my girlfriend. She's wondering, is it going to get worse? Now, how can it go from a category 4/5 to a 1, all the way down to a tropical storm within a matter of hours? Right now, I'm sitting in central Florida, which is mild sprinkling right now. Yeah. I see in the horizon, looking west, a pretty dark band, and I know things are coming, but how can it downgrade so fast? Anyhow, I love all that you do, and I've been listening to your life series intently. And anyhow, keep it up, and just you're just a legend, James. I'll hang up. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call, Werner.
Well, yeah, typically this storm coming into Tampa, it's very difficult to keep a big storm. In fact, Tampa has the last major hurricane. It was in 1920. With all the hurricanes that go through Florida, Tampa has been spared. And so it's very interesting, why is this one maintaining a Category 5 level as it heads across that continental shelf, which is very shallow? I've been on that water. I've been in the Tampa area. I stayed there for a number of months one time, and I'm just familiar with the West Coast, and of course also from satellite imagery, etc. But that very, very shallow shelf that sits off of Western Florida should short out any major hurricane. So it should not be getting up to Cat 5 right now. It should be downgrading, if anything. But we do have the Jupiter alignment, which is powering 13 other hurricanes on Earth right now. So, and it's very difficult with a hurricane that's this active. It's very difficult to see the manipulation. What you look for is, and also the good satellite imagery, you cannot get anymore. I cannot get good satellite imagery anymore. Out here in the public. And so I used to be able to see the manipulation of the storms because it would stretch the eye wall. And that's what he was talking about is they would call it a double eye or a double eye wall. And that was the laser manipulation, a term they created to cover for the actual manipulation of hurricanes. And so anyway, I wish there were better satellite photography of this hurricane so I could look at it, but there just is not. They've taken all of that offline. The weather is atrocious. The weather reporting is atrocious. And then, of course, you have YouTube filled with all kinds of misinformation and coming from both the standard industry of weather industry and from nutcases out there. So it's just a zoo trying to figure out what's really going on here. But if I were in Florida, I would be hightailing it out of there, just quite frankly.
The time to do that has come and gone, really. It's unfortunate. Jim, I'm sure the pallets of bottled water are being packed up right now for shipment to these devastated areas. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, there again, catastrophe preparedness here in the United States, that's one of the first things that happens is Coca-Cola and Nestle's and the big bottling companies just do wonderful business. They're sending semis and train loads of bottled water into these areas. But it's just another example, the American Big Pen throwaway culture. And then what they congregate. So if you look at any nice Caribbean beach, they're covered with water bottles from as far as you can see. Every sort of water bottle. I have a picture on my webpage of a beautiful beach at a national park, and it could be absolutely covered with bottles. And so anyway, yeah, just absurdity. Instead of having filtration and having your own source of water, you got a lot of water, you got a lot of rain, but and all you'd have to do is take a sheet and collect some of it and put it through a filter, and you'd have water. No crates and cartons. People are at Walmart buying, and then Walmart has like limit of 2 gallons. I mean, the United States, let me just tell you, is cruising for a bruising because the leaders are not leaders. They're idiots. They're just so focused on all the wrong things, that's all I can say. In the United States, people are not prepared. I sell water filters, and believe me, most people don't have their own independent source of fresh water. How absurd.
It is absurd, but that's, we see this repeated over and over again. I've come to where I just expected that these people, in the modern age, we know a hurricane's going to hit days before it hits, and they always wait until the last 24 hours. Everybody gets on the interstate highway at the same time, and it's 4 lanes, 2 lanes north, 2 lanes south. And they can't handle that kind of volume. It just becomes a parking lot, doesn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, and they should use the inbound lane as an outbound lane. And, of course, nobody's figured that out.
Well, I've seen it happen in Texas.
If any real disasters hit where they change the lane and make it outbound
well,
only.
They do. I saw this in Texas, one of these storms. It was 12 lanes all going one direction to evacuate the city in Texas. I think it was a cover of one of the weekly news magazines. It was quite a sight. Many hundreds, maybe thousands, well, obviously thousands of cars, basically bumper to bumper, not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, but the odd thing there, too, is that where do they go to? There's no preparation in other states to take these millions of people, so they just sit in their car. There are pictures like in the 1930s, the people in the Dust Bowl with the whole family there sitting around the car with no place to go, starving to death. This is like the American way, it seems.
I was in Gulfport, Mississippi for a speaking engagement when a hurricane was coming to Florida. And my wife was with me, and overnight, the empty parking lot, empty hotel, was filled up with U-Haul trucks and cars from Florida. People getting the hell out of Dodge in time. These were smart ones. They left in time to get a comfortable room, a safe distance from the storm. And that's what we see. The smart people they make their escape, ahead of the folks who aren't wise enough to make that escape in time. That's what happens every time, isn't it, Jim? I can't hear anything. Okay, Jim, we can't hear you for some reason. If you can hear us, I don't know what's going on here.
Losing sound here.
There you are. You're back. Can you hear me now?
I'm losing sound here. Yeah, I'm losing sound here too, John.
Okay, well, we'll just continue. And the call number is 512-248-8252. You mentioned the Canary Islands. There's precedence for these landslides into the ocean that create a tidal wave that goes not quite the speed of sound across the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, Pennsylvania is an East Coast state with an ocean port, but it would be devastation covering most or all of the East Coast of the United States if that happened again, wouldn't it, sir?
Yeah, and I've seen recently articles by scholars, academic scholars, who claim that it wouldn't be that bad. The proof is in the pudding. What happens when these tsunamis come in, they scoop up all the vegetation and they pack it up to the Appalachian Mountains and into Pennsylvania. So the coal fields of Appalachia and Pennsylvania, that whole eastern seaboard of coal fields, came from these repeated tsunamis. And what you'll find is coal, then a layer of gravel, and then coal, and then a layer of gravel. And so, and that is what happens when the tsunamis come in. So there again, you have ridiculous science that claims that these select areas all of a sudden, for no reason at all, developed huge deposits of matter, which are compressed. And if you look at coal, it still has the lead in there. It's a lot of matter that in coal fields, and that's what from tsunamis. Those come in hundreds of miles into the United States, the big ones.
I'm curious, Jim, when did the English term tidal wave become the Japanese word tsunami? I never heard that word tsunami until about 20 years ago or so.
Right. It was when I was growing up, maybe high school, college, somewhere in that area. Yeah. Right.
It's how did these things happen anyway, that we walk away from our English terminology and adopt a foreign terminology for the exact same thing? How does that take?
I don't know. I don't know, but you're right. It was about that time frame, a number of decades ago.
Yeah,
the English language is changing dramatically now, and it's this happened in Spain. There was a king of Spain. This was happening in Spain, and he said, "No, the Spanish language is going to be locked as it is now." And even today, the Spanish language is, if you read Cervantes or the old masters, they have perfect Spanish in the writing, and it's exactly the way it is today. And somebody should come along and say, hey, we're not doing this anymore. You're not selecting your own pronouns. You're not, changing the English language. You're not taking something like to create a sports team name or a company so that you destroy the original meaning of the word. Like Tesla. Tesla is a guy that refers to a genius electrical engineer, scientist that lived up and died in 1943. Now, young people associated with an automobile,
That's right. That's right.
And all kinds of things. How about the Vikings? It's a football team. No, the Vikings were a whole sector of civilization that came from the Scandinavian countries, of which my ancestors were one of them. And these terms are used for all kinds of things. And so the English language is fluid, but it's a little too fluid.
Well, as I like to tell people, the United States Supreme Court now says that happy people can get married.
Yeah. Let's move on to the Artemis moon mission.
Please.
Something more absurd.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Anyway, that's on hold until mid-October. And my advice to NASA is just make it into a museum. That every time I look at that rocket, it's got solid boosters. It has only four engines, and people may say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, you have these massive engines, and it's a matter of balance when it's lifting off. The first few seconds, you have tremendous force. You have all of the weight of that rocket and all of the thrust coming from only four engines. The weight is not distributed. If there's one slight little flaw in one of those engines, it's going to, you know, I don't know. I could go on and on and on.
Well, you're going to get about 3 minutes to go on after the break, sir.
So. Yeah, right.
Let's get back to we'll be back after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Well, Jim, this hour has flown by. You've got about 3 minutes, sir, to put out the most important information you want to this week.
Yeah, just quickly, NASA hit an asteroid this week. You've probably seen a lot of blown-up information on the news about that. And they are hoping to change the orbit of this asteroid in an experiment to see if they can change orbital. And of course they can if they hit it. But now all of a sudden you need to have a spacecraft that's the size of the asteroid to really do anything. And so how they're going to manage this, getting a little teeny spacecraft to hit an asteroid is one thing. Getting something big in the, like hitting a bullet with a bullet orbital course is going to be very difficult. So I don't see where this is going. And if you do break apart an asteroid, you have the old problem of now you have many asteroids, any which of could be very damaging. And then you have the further issue, can they determine orbits exact enough to where changing an orbit would actually miss Earth and not turn it into an Earth collision situation? So anyway, lots of questions to ask there. And of course, the news media doesn't ask those questions. And just to remind people, John, they can use the coupon code John, J-O-H-N, follow the link from your page to my page for the water filters. All the water filters, they get I think it's a 10% discount using the coupon code J-O-H-N. And so get prepared. The people in Florida didn't. Maybe you should get prepared. We have a make-your-own water filter where you buy your own containers. We sell a kit or the replacement filters if you already have a stainless steel gravity water filter or plastic one. And then also the MR5 whole house water filter, so you have clean water for the entire house. Anyway, that's it. Become water independent. That's my prepper tip of the day. And if you live All in right. Florida, hopefully you did that already.
Hopefully so. Is whatever you got is what you got. This is a come as you are hurricane, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this was for a long time. They had a lot of warning on this. And if they didn't respond, well, I don't know what to tell people.
Well, all that's left is prayer at that point. Jim, thank you very much. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Yeah. See you, John. Okay.
Thank you, sir. 12-hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. I am really interested in what Jeff has to say about the blowing up of the Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2 pipelines. His analysis is something I value greatly. Tomorrow, Dr. Horowitz is under a mandatory evacuation, so he will not be with us since he was mandated to evacuate by government authorities, and he did so because of the hurricane, Hurricane Ian. So we'll have that hour open unless Lynn can figure out a way to get on the air with us, which that may happen. I can't count on it. Of course, Friday we'll have, Ruthie Andrews will be with us. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long Term
food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.